Family Reunion by John Kamer. It was the bacon that woke me up. Lucky me to have the only window in the house. I walked in the kitchen and saw the Hugh family cooking this entire plate of green bacon. I asked what it was, and they said it was vegetarian. Not really wanting an answer on how that was possible, I ate some cereal and didn't raise the subject. Before I had finished my Fruit Loops, the other families were up and complaining about the smell. Basically, they stumbled out of the room, gasping for breath, asking what was on fire. Once everyone was fed, the bacon lay untouched, the Hughes gave us a rundown on the day ahead. You see, one family would take the other families into a day of their lives. They'd cook for us, take us out for one of their favorite activities, so that we could get to know them a little better. And guess what the Hughes' favorite family activity was? Hiking. I swear those people were out to get us. They chose the hardest, steepest, longest hike they could, then woke us up at it ridiculously early. I think we left at like 4 o'clock, and we drove to this wildlife preserve. Everybody else then had to walk like 20 miles to the top of this mountain, where they said there was going to be a quarry that we could swim in. Yeah, they said it was going to be fun. That was a lie, too. Let's see. When we drove past my family, they were staggering up the hill as if they had already had a couple dozen heart attacks. Then we passed the farmers from Wisconsin, who were faring little better than my family. Then some bankers from some place around Alabama, or maybe their last name was Banker. Anyway, all three of our families were within a few hundred meters. Then we drove and drove and drove at like 10 miles an hour for an hour and a half. And then we saw the Heek family, who were doing this weird little stride thing where they shake their butts with every step. I had a hard time not laughing as we passed because they were all in sync. About 5 minutes later, we reached the quarry, which just happened to be closed for swimming at the time. So we ate lunch and waited for the other families, who were also disappointed at having to walk all the way up here. They're all sweaty and hot, and the water was right there. And no one was around to enforce the no swimming policy. But no, the Hughes said we had just turned around and hiked back. So they started walking back with their little butt strides. However, all of us decided to drive back to the camp in the Hughes truck. And it all looked up from there. It was like a break in the clouds. As we were driving past a lake that we could swim in, we decided, what the hell. By the time we had gotten back, the Hughes were just walking in. Apparently, we had taken their truck, and they didn't have any of our keys. Thinking back, I'm surprised that we could fit three families in the back of a pickup. Anyway, to this day, we have not let the Hughes plan a day for any of the family reunions, no matter how fun or adventurous they tell us it will be.